Hello, my name is Vanessa.
Hello, and I'm Dion.
And today we will be interviewing Mr. Basil Jev, who is a Nigerian Canadian currently living in Calgary, Alberta. Mr. Jev worked for Shell for 30 years as a geoscientist and petroleum engineer, and I'm sure he'll go further into that.
Yes. Well, welcome to you, Mr. Jev. Thank you for joining us today. I will mainly be asking the questions, and Vanessa will jump in wherever she might have further question on a certain topic. And my first question is that whether you could please tell us a bit about yourself and what was your job at Shell, what was your role, what did you do, and what else did you do in your life, possibly?
That's a lot.
It's a lot, I know.
My name is Basil Jev. I'm sure Vanessa has given you those details. I joined Shell immediately after graduating from university as a trainee wellsite petroleum engineer, but I'm a graduate of geology. Mm-hmm. And I worked for 30 years in different positions, in different countries, and in different capacities, and retired after 30 years from The Hague as the global manager for subsurface and well engineering studies. But okay. I went through a couple of other what you call broadening assignments in human resources, the exploration department, and also in finance.
Okay, thank you. That's very interesting. What countries were you, for example, situated in?
Well, I was employed from Nigeria, so I worked first in Nigeria, and then I also worked in The Hague a couple of times. I worked in Aberdeen in Scotland, and on my role as the global subsurface leader, I was responsible for Canada and the United States as well. So a couple of times I did some jobs here. Worked there as well.
Okay, thank you. And another question that I have is, how do you feel about being a Nigerian and working for such a big international company and the different approaches that the company might have?
I must say it was quite an interesting career, and a very rare opportunity for most of us native Nigerians, because not a lot of people have the opportunity to have a couple of foreign assignments like I had. So it was quite interesting and quite fulfilling.
How do you feel that a company as Shell is being looked at in Nigeria?
Well, from two perspectives, the way the Nigerian who is not involved in Shell sees Shell, and the way I see Shell as being part of it, you know, it's very different, because as a Shell staff, I understand the principles and ethics that the company upholds, and they're very strict about it. And anybody who does not do exactly what is specified according to the guidelines is let go. So Shell operates strictly according to the rules and guidelines that each country defines for themselves. But the average Nigerian doesn't see that. The average Nigerian sees Shell in different places and would like to pick what they consider as the best practice in a certain country.
Yeah.
And impose it on Shell to apply it globally, but that is not possible. Because the infrastructure, the development, and the situations are completely different. And we operate, I believe, in more than 100 countries across the world.
Yes.
You know, so there are a lot of variations, there are a lot of difficulties. But one thing I know, no matter where we operate, or we operate as Shell, Shell adheres strictly to the rules and guidelines provided by the regulatory bodies of these countries.
Yes.
So if they do anything ethical, it will be very clear. But in a lot of countries, there are challenges, there are local challenges which border on sabotage and agitations by locals because the government does not provide the necessary development they need. And the people that are closest to them are the operators like Shell and other international oil companies.
Yes.
Who they can easily get to. So they try as much as possible to introduce a nuisance value to themselves by holding these companies accountable when they should be holding their hosts, their governments accountable. So I see it from these two perspectives.
Yes.
And we can argue based on moral values that why can't Shell apply a global standard? It's just not possible.
That's too diverse.
It's too diverse and too complex, and different countries allow different things. But yes. Shell will not do something that would jeopardize the business or that is harmful to the business or to his business, because cases like oil spills are bad business for anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
So suggesting that Shell is careless and Shell operates in Nigeria and has spills and all that doesn't make much sense, because when you have one barrel of oil spilled, the amount of energy and effort and cost that you use to clean it erodes on your profit. So your strategy is never to have even a drop of oil spill. But it's inevitable in the oil and gas business that at a point there will be accidents.
Yeah.
But the response and the seriousness with which each company attends to this is what differentiates the companies. And Shell was the first oil company that came into Nigeria very early.
Yes.
And they basically set the standards. And even the government petroleum company modeled its activities on the Shell principle. So that's the way it is. But a lot of people who are not conversant with these details look at it very differently and look at Shell as just one of the capitalist companies that is only there to extract and take wealth from poor nations and all that. But I don't think that is wholly correct.
No, it's that the people on the ground, their direct contact is with Shell. So they only see that Shell is one of the reasons that things are going wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
And because the oil business generates a huge amount of revenue for the government,
yes.
they believe that by getting to Shell, they can get a bit of it.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't get to them under normal circumstances. So
I have a quick question.
That's where we are. That's where we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So following up what you've said about Shell not doing anything that's unethical and following their regulations, what about corporate responsibility?
Vanessa, could you please repeat your question? It wasn't completely clear on this side.
Okay. I was just asking, what about corporate responsibility? How much do we put on Shell for corporate responsibility when it's operating in countries that might not have the same policies and laws in place in the West?
Well, if I take the corporate responsibility aspect of it, like I said, we operate strictly according to guidelines. But over and above that, Shell also has sustainable development departments where they engage with the communities in efforts to add and support the communities in different ways they can, like in building schools, in breeding and giving them electricity where they operate, and in building health facilities for communities. So they take their social responsibility very seriously, and also they give a lot of scholarships and training to the host communities. So I think in terms of corporate responsibilities, they take it seriously, and they go over and above that to also extend their own goodwill to the communities they operate in.
Okay,
what what would you see as a possible future for the fossil fuel industry to create a more positive image with local people?
Yeah, that's a difficult one, yeah. Because as you know, globally there's this drive to move to renewable energy.
Yes.
But the thing with fossil fuel is that it is so much part of our civilization that it is going to be around for still quite a long time. Because the transition will not be as fast and as smooth and as even as we would like, or the world would like it to be. Again, because different nations and different countries are at different levels of implementing whatever new renewable energy strategies are coming up. So it's going to be here for some time. It's not going away soon, because the amount of power that is needed to run this civilization,
yeah,
is heavily dependent on fossil fuel. And except there is a very major development in how to generate energy, like the fusion and the other things that are in the pipeline, and they become easily available, I don't see, even in 100 years, fossil fuel not being relevant. So what nations should be doing, and what I believe most of the companies are doing, is to see how they can keep on maximizing the reduction of the fallouts from using fossil fuel. And this relates more to the issue of the effluents from the burning of fossil fuel.
Yeah.
So like carbon dioxide release or whatever can be sequestrated or contained or managed more efficiently. And I believe that's what most of the energy companies are going to be trying to do, why they also develop the renewable energy. Because I know Shell and the company like BP are in the forefront of also developing alternative energy, renewable energy, especially green energy. And they're setting up a lot of businesses across. Shell just bought one of the renewable energy companies in Nigeria as well, as their first step in the transition process.
Okay. Well, I think that's all our questions that we have for you.
Okay. If there's any other thing, let me know, and I'll be quite glad to provide some answers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, that was very beneficial and a very interesting...
It's very nice to hear you talk about your experience and your opinions upon this topic. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's for us Nigerians, well, partly I'm Canadian now, but you never forget your roots.
No.
It's with passion that we look at the country and the sad situation we find ourselves in terms of the government not living up to its responsibilities.
Yeah.
But we're hoping and praying that things will keep improving. And like they say, Rome was not built in a day, so Nigeria is still barely 62 years as an independent nation, and
yes,
we keep working hard at seeing how differently we can influence things towards positive change.
That's a great note and a great line, I think, that we can end on.
Okay, so all the best with your studies and research, and good luck with your...
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thank you.
Take care.